You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. Thank you. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Well, Jimmy Ball will be a happy man. Yes, we're goalless here at Poulton Rovers, but a much better half of football from the Stags. And the game is perfectly poised here, live on Stags Radio, sponsored by Agile Carpentry. Make sure to go over and visit agilecarpentry.co.uk for all your carpentry needs. I'm Doug Webber, and I'm joined still by my co-commentator for the afternoon, Ollie Howard. Ollie, probably one of the easier team talks that you would imagine has had to occur with Stags this season.
I think it would just be keep doing what you're doing, the goal will come. I don't think it takes bags of managerial experience to know that we've probably been knocking on the door for the last 5-10 minutes or so, And as I said just before the half time, we just need to keep the momentum up. We look really, really dangerous on the attack with the, you know, the juxtaposition of pace on the wing and then the hold up play with Williams up front. Just keep doing what we're doing, and I think we'll probably be able to find an opener here.
I do want to say a big thank you to Harrison Reed, who did go and buy me a pie at halftime. It is a very nice steak pie. So if you do hear a bit of chewing, I can only apologise, but it's a very nice pie. Header out of play there by Robert Flukes, and it will be a throw into Poulton right in front of us. In our raised commentary position, it's an all right view considering we can't see the sky at all. It's quite a nice view.
It is nice to be, and I think I can smell that smoke coming in a little bit more now. I'm not entirely sure where it's coming from, but just noticing a bit more. There's more than a... trying to look underneath the stand or the roof over our heads, and I can't actually see where it's coming from, but I just know I can smell it.
Yeah, well, give the listeners a little bit of a description of what we can see from our commentary position.
Well, we're over to the right-hand side of the stand, so we're effectively midway through the half which Poulton are attacking to.
There's a late challenge there, sorry, from Ethan Taylor on Edward Butcher. Edward Butcher's gone down in a bit of a pile, and it looks like it will be a yellow card here.
Yeah, I didn't actually catch that, so I can't see, but yeah, Ethan Taylor booked, so that's the second man into the book today. Another forward, Ethan Taylor playing in midfield today, but another attacking-minded player into the book, so a card apiece for both sides. Butcher's still down, but I think once he gets the treatment from the physio and just the talking to, I think he'll be up and running again in 30 seconds or so.
Yeah, so there's a few covered areas. Three sides of the pitch are mostly covered. Down to the left-hand side, there's no covering. We can see Ads, our kit man, is over down behind the goal over there. He's probably just looking to get a bit of a different view of the game.
Also, the ball boys are still there in and around the goal. There's one actually right by the post, almost leaning
ball
on it.
Ball played in the box there. It comes off Ibrahim, and it's cleared high into the air here, the Somerset air. And it's come looks to play the ball into the box, does Edward Butcher, and it comes off the hand of Callum Bourne, which was in an unnatural position. So it will be a free kick on the far side of the pitch, about 2 yards from the goal line, to be taken by Will Harvey. Opportunity early on in this second half for Poulton Rovers.
Yeah, just unlucky there from Callum Bourne. Did well to close down the crossing opportunity, but just raised his elbow, and yeah, it was in an unorthodox position.
So it will be Harvey, as we mentioned, the bleach blonde hair of Will Harvey. Drives the ball into the box low, and it's cleared out of harm's way. Now Grengry clears it long, but it's low, and it just finds the feet of Byrne. With his top knot, or ponytail, as it might be referred to, Reed with the ball over the top. Now looking for Taylor. Can Taylor get there? No, he can't. It's cleared by Felix, and cleared very far away there by Butcher, but it's kept in play. Olamiwa just heading it out of harm's way, and Bourne doing the dirty work as well. A little push there in the back on Grengry, and it will be a free kick.
Yeah, I think that just shows what the Poulton Rovers manager said at halftime for Nuno Felix to get tighter to Shaq Grengry, potentially, because he's caused a lot of problems in the first half, and just a bit too overzealous and a bit almost malicious in that challenge there, with leading with the elbow, bundling Grengry over. Good chance.
Ball played long here, and it's headed out and away from the goal by Dunstan, and it will be a corner ball, but Kasimu was lurking.
Yes, he was. Really, it's a challenge. A clearance that had to be made out of harm's way there from the Poulton Rovers defender. But a corner now. We haven't been blessed with great deliveries. We've seen lots of low balls, under hit balls. So let's hope Ethan Taylor can have a good delivery here.
He plays it high into the box, and it's deep there. Kasimu wins the first ball, but it's now cleared away. Medway finds the ball out wide, looking for Williams. A little bit isolated here. Looking for his options. He's met by Thomas. Launched into the air here, and it's offside against Robert Flukes. Must have just strayed offside or not got out of the box quick enough.
Yeah, I can only imagine I wasn't listening too far, too intently, because Aaron Sainsbury is now on the far side for us, so I couldn't hear that well. But he was probably instructing his defence to get out quickly, play that offside line that Robert Flukes wasn't quite aware of. And a goal, quite a few goals in the Southern League Division 1 South that to update you on. Seems as though there was a lack of... Cirencester Town have actually gone 2-0 up away at Mangotsfield United. I think it wasn't logged onto the Vidi printer that we're using.
And that's a good sliding challenge there by Callum Bourne, but does concede a corner. Yeah, I think what happened was, I think there was a goal in the 12th minute by Jake Lee for Cirencester, which I don't think had cleared onto the system. And then a second goal by Jake Lee in the 37th minute. So they're 2-0 up away at Mangotsfield. And there's another goal to tell us about.
Yeah, Craig Feeney, an ex-Stag, has scored for Winchester City, but the video printer is saying 2-0, but I haven't seen anything about the first goal.
We will let you know. That corner is high and wide from Harvey, and it's gone out for a goal kick. No, that's fine. Just look at, yeah, we are having a look. We're just making sure that everyone's having a little look. I think... No, we're not sure what's going on there, but it does say 2-0. So we can only imagine either one hasn't been logged or there's a fault. Either way, Winchester have the lead. Good challenge there by Regay and Medway. Flukes with the left-footed clearance, looking for Williams. Their hands all over Williams from Dunstan. And he wins the second ball there from Byrne, but it will be a throw-in.
Something that's also been reported on the video printer is the attendance here at the First Football Stadium is 116.
Yeah, not known for big attendances are Poulton. They've had, on occasions, two-figure attendances this season. But it's not a big place, Poulton. Not a major town and not on the edge of a major city, as we are blessed to be. So, but either way, there are a few here, and they were having a good chat at halftime and getting some of the food and stuff. So it's they're still getting it. An okay turnout potentially for this area.
I think it's important to note as well, well, as a man from Bath myself, it's football isn't the primary sport in this county, really. It's a very rugby driven city. So Bath City, playing the sixth tier, got Larkwell Athletic, Poulton Rovers, they don't attract huge crowds as the main sport in this area is rugby.
Ball played there forward from Regay, finds Taylor, and Taylor finds Reed. Back to Regay. Regay looking for Kasimu. Good turn there by Kasimu. Now looking for Williams, but it's just in front of him. But Williams, I thought he had got there. But Butcher was doing his covering. And now the quick feet of Butcher has released Poulton. All over the top looking for Leighton Thomas. And Noyce is able to collect. Of course, Totten playing down the hill from right to left in the second half. In their yellow fluorescent kit. Ball over the top here by Regay looking for Taylor. Finds Williams, and Williams with a great effort on the volley, left-footed, and he did sting the palms there of Sainsbury, but it's good to see that confidence from Brett Williams.
Yeah, I'm going to use that word again. It's very audacious, wasn't it, from Brett Williams?
Speculative
as well. About 25 yards out, didn't really look like he was even shaping up to shoot, but just swung one with his left peg. It was a comfortable save at the end of the day for Aaron Sainsbury. It would have taken a real, real wonder strike to beat him from that distance.
It really would have. But it all came from Kasimu with that turn. Headed high by Dunstan. Thomas finds Ibrahim. Now this is an opportunity here for Butcher. Met by Bourne. Has a shot. Comes off Bourne and he's going to chase it, but it's going to go out for a throw into Poulton. A little bit of prolonged pressure here from the home side.
Yeah, it almost seems as though Liban Ibrahim is getting forward a little bit more, which is causing quite a few more problems for the Totten back line. But there's been quite a few goals in the Premier League since I was last with us. Southampton, the Saints fans that are probably listening right now, you'll be pleased to know that they have equalised. And in the Premier League, Chelsea went 1-0 up at the start of the second half. But Brentford have scored twice and are now 2-1 up.
Yeah, so Brentford with the lead against their close London rivals. And the goal for Saints by James Ward-Prowse in the England squad recently. Great to see him still in form from both a Saints perspective and an England perspective. Felix with the ball on the far side, trying to beat Bourne. Bourne's been really solid today. I tell you what, he might have had a number on his back considering the fact that he hasn't played a great deal. He's been slightly out of favour, but I think he's doing brilliantly today.
I've always been a huge fan of Callum Bourne at right back. I rarely see him put in a poor performance. Really, really plays with his heart on his sleeve, and he's been so good at cutting out those crosses into the box today. Really, really good at closing down the left-hand side.
You say he plays with his heart on the sleeve, but in a very, not relaxed manner, but he's not a shouter, he's not overly vocal, but he just says what he needs to say to his teammates. You can see him just commanding the back line there and the midfield in front of him, making sure Gwengri's in the right position, and then straight away back onto his job of dealing with Leighton Thomas, which is no mean feat for anyone. Kasimu with a good turn here. He's met by Ibrahim, now looking for the options. He's exposed here, but he's been able to beat Byrne with his pace. A little challenge there from Harvey, and it's gone out for a corner ball. So Harvey and Ibrahim both having to compete with him, and they're both on their haunches at the moment. Actually, Ibrahim's down on his knees. Looks like he's taking a painful one there.
Well, look at that. Hisham Kasimi picked up the ball there around the centre circle and managed to drive all the way towards the Poulton Rovers box and won a corner without even releasing the ball. And it shows a lot when Harvey and Ibrahim, as you said, both on their haunches after that gut-busting run. And now Ibrahim's going to need a little bit of treatment.
Liban Ibrahim, a player that I know that, Ollie, you are very fond of, and you were in that first game against Poulton back at the Snow Stadium, a 4-2 defeat for the Stags on that day. But just seeing that we've got a few Poulton subs warming up on the far side, as is Jake Adams, and I think he's just been given the signal from the bench that he'll be on in a couple of minutes. So the introduction of Jake Adams, who would you expect to see coming off, making way for him?
It's difficult to say, really, because we've seen him in the midfield, and we've seen him drift out to the wide areas. But today we're playing with three midfielders, and you can only really say one of them is a really plays his trade as a midfielder. We've got Harry Medway, who typically plays in the defence, Ethan Taylor, who typically plays up front. So in all honesty, I couldn't really even give a prediction where Jake Adams will come on.
Yeah, it will be interesting as we just see a little bit of sleet falling here. It's a chilly day in Somerset. So we're back underway. The corner ball to be taken by Freddie Reid. Played low and hard into the box. There comes off the backside of Brett Williams, and it's cleared away. But Edward Butcher is on his own there. It's a good touch there by Taylor, and that is a late challenge there. A really late challenge by Neil Martin, the captain. A high foot there, very high up the leg of Ethan Taylor, and a free kick has been given in the centre. Well, it's very central, but it's about 30 yards out. A little bit of pushing and shoving here, and just a little bit unnecessary. Olamide were just pushing Harry Medway away, and then a nice little hand over the shoulder between Ibrahim and Medway. It's a whole load of nothing. There's a late challenge. It's not a nice challenge, and I think the referee will take some sort of action. He has already given the free kick, but he's going to have a chat with the captain there. But it is an opportunity for AFC Totten to get a shot on goal here.
Yeah, Neil Martin, I think he did originally win the ball, but it was the follow through that just seemed a little bit over the top. And what really was a shout of fear, really, from the Totten side. They were worried that Ethan Taylor might have picked up a serious injury. It's good to see that he is up on his feet, and it might have been just an impact injury, wasn't it?
And bad news for AFC Totten, because Froome Town have taken the lead away at Willand Rovers. The former Stag, Jonathan Davies, has scored for Froome Town. And there's a yellow card there for the captain, Neil Martin, as we expected there. So second player in the book for the home side. But this is an opportunity here. But interestingly, Adi Olamiwa is the man with the ball in his hand. Now, we know he can leather the ball. We saw that when he cleared the ball about 80 yards and allowed Kasimu to score very early in the season. I think it was the second game in the season against Melksham. But Adi Olamiwa to take a free kick, and he is really standing up over this ball with some intent.
Well, you just know if this goes in, all of the academy players at AFC Totten are going to see this, aren't they? He's the type of character to show everyone in around the club the type of goal he scored. And I hope, for everyone's sake, here on this side of the stadium, that it goes in.
So Adi Olamiwa and Ethan Taylor. It is Olamiwa, and it's a long way wide, and that will be the last one he'll be taking today.
Yeah, if that was his audition, I think he might be get three X's straight away.
He's not going to get the part. Yeah, no. But hey, look, we've had a shot on goal, and I think Ethan Taylor will be taking the next one, as I say. But it will be a goal kick to be taken by Sainsbury. And just seeing Jake Adams is getting prepared here. He's got his shirt on and he's ready to come on. As I see that you're pointing ferociously at the screen. Brentford taking a 3-1 lead at Stamford Bridge against Chelsea. Long ball played forward here. Flukes with the header. Reed takes the ball in the back there. It takes a player in the back end as well. So now Dempsey driving forward on the left-hand side, looking for his options. Met by two players and Bourne's clearance just hits Taylor. And Butcher is able to play the ball back, but it's only to Kasimu. Kasimu finds Reed. Now there's five going forward here for Tottenham. Can Taylor get that ball away? Plays the ball over the top and it's just a bit too driven. And keeper's able to come out and get it before Kasimu does. And it's cleared away by Martin. Olamiwa wins that header. Great header there. Ibrahim, not so good a header. And now the ball played forward. And now he's got Thomas, has shaped up against Flukes. But he's pushed out wide. Is Thomas with a poor touch. Got Harvey running on the overlap. Thomas trying to get the ball into the box. He comes off for Gay and it will be a throw-in. Now this could be the opportunity. No, I don't think they're going to make the substitution right now. Not while AFC Tottenham are defending. So it's James Byrne with the hairband on the right-hand side. And Flukes does well to win that ball and clears it away looking for Gwengwe. He's got hands all over him, has Dunstan. And it will be a free kick for AFC Tottenham. And Dunstan has had a firm word with the referee there. And I think he's going to have a word with him. And this will be the opportunity for the substitution. Just having a little look. It's going to be number seven. So it will be Shaq Gwengwe coming off. And it will be the introduction of Jake Adams, a player of real quality.
Yeah, I was going to say it's almost a like-for-like change, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see Jake Adams slot into midfield and then Ethan Taylor go onto the right-hand side that we've seen before. But apologies if you can hear that. It's a bit of stadium and out the PA going over me. Really high-pitched noise there, but just putting me off my words. But as I said, it does look like as Jake Adams comes off the bench, he's going to slot in at the right-hand side. So it does look like a like-for-like change.
It does. And the ball play forward here. Kasimu's there on the left-hand side. Needs a bit of help. And the ball is cleared off his toe by Harvey and it will be a goal kick.
A few more goals here in and around the divisions. Plymouth Parkway have scored. Thomas Barth. Thomas Barth scores guys. Plymouth Parkway are really looking to go to the top of the table, looking for automatic promotion into the Southern Premier League. They are playing. They are home to Lymington today. And also Michael Baker has scored for Froome Town. They are now 2-0 up away at Willand Rovers.
Former captain of Larkhall Athletic, only joined Froome earlier this season. Played in both games against us in the... two of the three games against us that we've played Larkhall and played in that famous victory in the FA Trophy as well. Before being defeated by Stockport County... at Stockport's ground. Headed away there by Regay, but it's off the side of his foot, and that somehow found its way to Williams. Now, Hisham Kasimu's launched
ball.
It long. Look, and Adams is chasing this, and he's done very well, has Felix, to head that ball back into the hands of Salisbury, and now he's receiving the ball again, but he's done really well there in the defensive ranks.
Yes, he has. Another goal to report is Cinderford Town have doubled their lead away at Biddeford, Lewis Bamford converting from the penalty spot.
It's a good touch there by Butcher, but Bourne's done really well. Now looking for his opportunity to get the ball clear, and Olamiwa is there as that outlet ball. Williams gives the ball to Adams. Great first touch there. Now finds Williams again round the corner, looking for Adams again, but it's a bit too cute by Brett that time. Thomas is chasing this ball forward, but so is Olamiwa, and Olamiwa just clears it out of play. Looked like a tired clearance there from Adi Olamiwa. I don't know whether it's just that he's lacking match fitness or he just knew that he didn't have to do much with it.
No, just before, it did seem, as you say, a bit of a tired clearance. Perhaps cautious of the ever prolific Leighton Thomas breathing down his neck. But just before that, Brett Williams just nonchalantly trying to flick the ball onto Jake Adams to break the lines of the defence. But I have to say, since ending the first half quite brightly, creating a few chances, shots on goal, we haven't come out as the same team in the second half.
Yeah, it's been a little less frequent down that end, but headed away there by Bourne. There were hands between Dunstan and Medway, but nothing given. Williams wins that header. Dunstan and Medway again competing. Ball played into the box here. Olamiwa's going to have to do some work, but it's over his head and he finds Noyce. Noyce looks to distribute quickly. Finds Kasimu. Great touch there by Kasimu. Now looking for his options. Finds Taylor. Great touch on the chest. Looking for his options. Can Taylor get a shooting opportunity? He can't, but he finds Adams on the far side. Now looking for his options. Got Bourne overlapping. Can they get the ball into the box? He can. Oh, Taylor's there. And it just skims off the top of his head, but it comes off Dunstan and it will be a corner ball, but much better from AFC Totten.
Yeah, really much, much better from AFC Totten. Really, really good. Probably the best move we've seen of the game. Didn't result to any shots on goal, but really, really good play from Hisham Kasimu again, dropping deep. Good control, switching the play. Nice bit of interplay between Jake Adams and Callum Bourne. And then we've got a corner now.
So, yeah, it's going to be Freddie Reid to take this corner. A bit inconsistent with his delivery today. One hand in the air. Lots of movement in the box there. And it's very deep. And it's headed out of harm's way. But Williams is there. He's met by the captain, Martin. Can he take it past him? Oh, he just slips in the muddy area on the far touchline. And it runs out of play. Looks down at the turf in dismay. Sainsbury delivers the ball early. Finds Harvey. It's a good first touch there. Cuts inside. Driving forward. Met by Kasimu. But the ball forward is only to Regay. Loose touch there. And it's straight back to Harvey. Looking for his options. Thomas is there at the back post. And he's headed it over. That's a real let off. Because the league's top scorer is not going to be putting many of those chances wide.
No, it originally came from Jordan Regay doing really well to cut out that ball. But if he got his head up, there was a really good opportunity to switch the play over to Adams. And he ended up giving the ball away cheaply deep inside our own half. Delivery right onto Leighton Thomas's head. It seemed like a golden opportunity that he was going to bury. But perhaps just the pressure of Callum Bourne put him off. So it sailed over the bar.
Reid finds Adams. Reid making that on overlapping run. Ball across from Adams to Kasimu. Great first touch. Now looking for options. Oh, he's beaten him. All ends up there. But Byrne has done really well to get back there. What a recovery. Little slip there from Olamiwa. Both Flukes and Olamiwa both going for the same ball. And I think this is going to run out of play unless Callum Bourne can get there. He's made it there. Little slip there. But he's able to clear the ball. And I tell you what, Callum Bourne is an early candidate for man of the match today.
Yeah, I was going to say about 5 minutes ago, there'd be a premature shout. But him and Kasimu, I think, have been our brightest sparks today, ironically, on either sides of the pitch, at left wing and right back. But they've been our best players today. And another overzealous challenge in the midfield.
Yeah, I think Medway and Harvey have both gone for that ball with the head. But Harvey's gone down. And yes, it was a little bit late by Medway, but I don't see that was a free kick there. But it's going to be a free kick to be taken by James Byrne, the number two for Poulton. Just on the edge of the centre circle inside Tottenham's half.
Yeah, with challenges like that, it is quite frustrating because whenever 50-50 happens between Harvey and Harry Medway is going to win. So it's going to look like he's gone in a bit strongly, but it just comes down to physique, I think.
Headed away there by Williams. Martin wins that ball, looking for an opportunity to get the ball down, but he can't, and it's cleared away. And it's going to be a Poulton throw on the far side. There's another goal in the Southern League Division 1 South, Ollie Howard.
Yeah, it's quite a big goal in terms of the playoff hunt. Willand Rovers have pulled one back against Froome Town at Willand Rovers Stadium. Benjamin Griffith has scored, so it is now 2-1.
Thank you for that. Down at Silver Street in Devon. There's a good header there by Bourne. It's bounced comedically off the top of the head of Jack Ball, who was looking around for the ball. Adams finds Williams. Williams just on the back foot and he gives the ball away there. Ball round the corner here. Met by two players and Reid does really well there. Oh. Such sensible football from Freddie Reid. Ball over the top here from Adams. Now Kasimu is onside. Plays it with his knee. Can he finish it? And it comes off Dunstan and it will be saved by Sainsbury. It just wouldn't sit nicely for him, bobbling on this pitch. Couldn't get the shot away until the last possible minute. Still goalless here.
Yeah, took the right words right out of my mouth. He looked to the deck as soon as he got that shot away, just bobbling around the pitch. Really, really good chance there again. But that credit has to be given to Byrne at right back, who came across well to avert the danger.
But of course, like we've seen it with all three sets of management that we've had this season, that you can't blame the pitch because both teams play on the same surface And it's a leveler more than anything. We are just seeing that Poulton Rovers are preparing a substitute. I think it looks like it might be Kyle Anderson potentially to be coming on. I'm just trying to see what number he's wearing. I think it's number 16. We will see, but I think that is Kyle Anderson. Not sure who that's going to be for. Also seeing Jack Hoey and Lewis Waterfield, who we mentioned recently returned from his loan at Lymington. And Hoey and Waterfield just going to warm up.
Yeah, another example of Adeolamilwa just not keeping his composure at the back there. Hoofs it high out for a throw-in for Poulton Rovers that they'll Nuno Felix will look at to get into the box.
It's a long throw by Felix. Olamiwa wins that header, and you could hear the exasperation from him as he headed that ball. Now Taylor wins the ball. Williams with the ball, looking to flick it over the top for Kasimu, and Martin clears it away, but Williams is there, and it's a Poulton ball.
Wrong ball, unfortunately. It had to be played into the Ethan Taylor's stride, but I think Williams just let the moment get to him, hoofed it clear with the outside of his right foot, and it's easy to deal with for Poulton Rovers.
Poor clearance there by Sainsbury, and it somehow ricocheted to Kasimu, but Ibrahim getting back, and apparently a foot left in by Kasimu, but it's given us a free kick to Poulton.
Yeah, it's soft again, isn't it? It really is soft. Ibrahim just getting to the ball first, and the slightest of touches from Kasimu.
It's actually Leighton to Odolo. Tuodolo. Let's go for Tuodolo. Leighton Tuodolo coming on to the pitch, and the player making way is the yellow carded Jack Ball. So I can understand that move.
Yeah, you can understand it. It's always good to take off a player who's cautioned, just in case, because as soon as you go down to 10 men, the chances are you're going to be under the cosh. Being taken off there, Jack Ball, as I said earlier. A prolific goal scorer back when he was at Yate Town, scoring 24 goals about 4 years ago, but didn't really seem to get into the game today.
Flukes won that header. Byrne wins the second. Two players going for it this time, and Olamiwa just clears it out of play over the stand and a long way away, over the hills and far, far away is where that one's gone.
Where the Teletubbies came to play. But no, again,
I don't remember seeing a fluorescent yellow Teletubby, but... No, it will be a throw-in on this near side. James Byrne, the right-back for Poulton Rovers, to take it. If you are just joining us here on Stags Radio, sponsored by Agile Carpentry, still 0-0 here at the First for Pools Stadium in Poulton. 17 minutes left of normal time in this second half. Ibrahim plays the ball across to Martin. Martin pressured by Williams. Ball played forward, finds Thomas. Foot in there by Olamiwa, but they've kept hold of the ball. Even that clearance there finds the feet of Felix. Ibrahim now finds Dunstan back in his own centre circle. Byrne cuts inside, pressured by Kasimu, but he's done enough there. He's done enough. Martin with a launched ball forward, and that's going to roll through for a goal kick. Much better pressure there. Ollie, it's there is a lot more endeavour, and maybe that's something that Jimmy Ball is trying to instill in these players.
Yeah, well said. I think, again, after that poor Biddeford result, you can understand that Jimmy Ball would have been furious with his players. It wasn't just that we didn't create much. It didn't seem like we were pressuring like we are today. So, you know, my early prediction of 2-2 doesn't seem to be too accurate, but 16 minutes to go, this is still... well poised for a good ending.
Well, you know, they say that old footballing cliche, only takes a split second to score a goal. A little push there, according to the referee, by Olamiwa on Leighton Thomas. And it is going to be a free kick in a positive position for Poulton Rovers. Based on the other incidents that we've seen, I'll be surprised if Olamiwa isn't booked for this.
He was just leaning in, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't think there was a great deal in it, but I think he was just using his physicality. But referees are taught to kind of protect the players at all costs, and if there's a risk of a player going down heavily, then you do have to be mindful of that as a referee. But nothing given there, which is good to see from that referee.
It has to be said that he has been consistent with his with the fouls that he's called. But
yeah,
I think they've all been very soft. I would have just preferred just to see a bit more football being played today as opposed to set piece practice.
It's always difficult balance there. Harvey with the ball into the box, cleared away by the first man, which is Callum Bourne. Good touch there by Taylor, finds Reed. Now a low ball looking for Adams. Adams takes a positive touch there, looking to play Kasimu in. It's off the head of Byrne. It was the right ball, but Kasimu's not able to find it, and Felix is able to give it to Sainsbury, but he doesn't clear it away effectively. And Felix wins it back. Now looking for the ball forward. Looking for the substitute to Odolo. And it's cleared away by Olamiwa there into somebody's back garden. Just hit a washing line from what I could tell.
I can actually see the people in the scaffolding at the far side just looking down. I think the ball must have hit something.
Because yeah, I think
they're looking down quite nervous.
Well, I'm hoping it's not the bottom of their scaffold. But no, it's a little bit away from that. So it will be a throw-in for Felix on the far side. Less than 15 minutes to play here at Poulton Rovers. Still goalless. Opportunities galore for Tottenham in the first half, but less frequent in the second half. No side able to take a foothold on the game. But now Ibrahim's gone down. It was a shoulder-to-shoulder challenge with Callum Bourne. He's gone down, and it is a free kick again. And Callum Bourne shakes his head, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to stay impartial. I'm trying to not show my emotion too much here, but it's just a case of Ibrahim's overhit his touch, and it's clearly going out for a goal kick. Callum Bourne's done what any right-back would do and get his body in front of him, and Ibrahim's just gone flying into him.
With the best will in the world, it's not a free kick, but... But the referee's given it, and it will be Will Harvey to play this ball into the box. Plenty of yellow bodies in there, but it's straight into the hands of Noyce. Now looking for that distribution early. But he's met by Martin. Martin standing in front of him. Just wondering whether Jack Hoey's going to be the next player that joins the fray here, because he is on his feet.
Yeah, I saw him and Lewis Waterfield warming up at the far side by the corner flag. But yeah, as you said, he's by his feet. Wouldn't be surprised if he takes off that tracksuit within the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, and I can see the ominous figure of Andrew Hanley with our substitutes board there, our illuminating board. So I wonder whether he's poised, ready to use it. We will see, but it will be free kick from that offside there. Ethan Taylor caught offside. Good header by Flukes. Second ball won by Poulton, though. Ball round the corner looking, Thomas looking for Harvey, but Harvey wasn't on the same wavelength, and it will be a goal kick.
Yeah, just gives another opportunity. There's been a few more goals in the division. Simon Sestertowner running away with it against Mangotsfield United. They are 4-0 up, but a big goal at Plymouth Parkway. Lymington Town have equalised through Harrison Cable in the 68th minute, so it's 1-1.
It's good to see one of AFC Totten's earlier season recruits doing a job for us at Lymington. Header there by Medway. Finds Taylor. Taylor with the ball over the top looking for Adams. Adams with a little bit of a sketchy first touch, but able to control it on the second occasion. And Felix does well to win that ball back, but Adams still chasing that ball down. Medway coming forward. Wins the ball, but it finds its way to Leighton to Odolo. Late challenge there by Reed, but... And there is going to be a second challenge there. It could be booking for Reed or Flukes, or potentially both there. It was a dangerous attacking run there by Tuodolo. And, I can understand that, that was a little bit nasty.
Yeah, it was a professional foul, wasn't it? Running looked like he was doing quite well there, Tuodolo, but it was a foul that had to be made. Looking at the goals again, it's just frustrating. It seems like all the ex-Stags are scoring around the grounds. Feeney, Jonathan Davis, Harrison Cable, but we just can't find the back of the net here. And in all honesty, we haven't really looked like scoring in the second half, which is disappointing seeing as how, I mentioned earlier, we ended the first half really well. But it just we haven't continued that momentum with just 11 minutes on the dot, I think, left to be played here of normal time.
I think it was Flukes that received the yellow card, not Freddie Reed. Flukes gets booked there and he will have to keep his head for the rest of this game. 11 minutes left in this game. Butcher plays the ball into the box, curls it there. Thomas is there, but Olamiwa wins that header and Reed wins the second header. But Reed's going to have to chase it down because he's the first player there. And Ibrahim's just going to let that roll out of play. Not suggesting they're playing for a draw by any means, because they really need to chase these playoff spots as well. But not as much urgency, should I say.
But they are the ones attacking much more.
Ibrahim has fallen to the floor and under a tiny bit of pressure from Regay, and he's won a free kick there. As little as possible should be said about that. He's gone down very, very easy. A little bit of interaction there between Ibrahim and the board of directors down in front of us.
Yeah. So which the board of directors comically says, get a haircut.
Oh dear. So, two-man wall here, but they've split just so Reed can watch the run of Harvey. Butcher plays the ball into the box. Flicked header there, and Noyes has to save, diving to his right-hand side, because that was going to nestle right at the feet of an attacking player. And it looks like, I thought Jack Hoey was about to come onto the pitch there, but doesn't look likely. Just seeing that Amadeus Skriniars has been booked for Livingston Town.
I wonder if he's wasting any time against
maybe.
Plymouth Parkway.
Yeah, 75th minute there, 1-1 against probably the form side in the league at the moment. Plymouth Parkway with plenty of games left to play because they've had problems with their pitch. Ball played forward here by Reed. Cleared high by Martin. Onamiwa wins the header. Butcher's there. Can he get a shot away? He can, but it's a long way wide on his weaker right foot. And now we will see Jack Hoey come on, and it's going to be for Brett Williams. Interesting change, potentially a change of shape here.
Yeah, I speculated that when Jake Adams came on, but I think almost certain that we're going to see a change of shape now for Brett Williams, who is... Oh, are they changing it to Ethan Taylor?
I think it... Yeah, they have. So it looks like Brett Williams is going to stay on.
Okay.
Yeah, so Jack Hoey comes on for Ethan Taylor. Interesting.
I wonder if that was a mistake with the substitutions, Bud, or if Ethan Taylor's just gone over and said that he's got a bit of a knock or a bit of a niggle.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but there is that yellow card, and I would never, ever suggest that Andrew Hanley had made a mistake. Yeah, it's more than your job's worth, mate. Regay launches the ball high, and Jack Hoey's underneath it there, competing for that header. Adams there for the second ball. Can't win it. Ibrahim does, though. Doesn't fall to the ground this time. Cleared away there by Dunstan. Comes off the toe of Harvey, but Regay wins that throw. Straight away looking down the line. It looks like Hoey's playing as the central striker, which is an interesting move. And Williams is... I'm not sure. Actually, he might be out on the left. Very interesting.
I think we'll give it a couple minutes just to see how the shape... I wonder if it's just because the ball's been down this side of the throw-in, people are just switching positions just for the time being. But once the game...
Throw finds Kasimu. Sorry, Ollie. Back out to Regay. Regay puts the ball into the box looking for Brett Williams. It's just a little bit long and it's cleared away from Felix. Reed can't win that ball, but Medway does. It finds Reed. Back to Regay. Looking for his options. Finds Kasimu. He's got hands all over him, but Kasimu does well. Now finds Adams. Can he get the ball into the box? He can. It's low and hard, but it's headed out of harm's way by Martin. Bourne tries to win the second ball, but Tuodolo comes away with it. Driving forward now, and it just finds the feet of Olamiwa. Now Bourne has a man on him, but Williams comes deeper and collects it. Reed just inside his own half, and it will be a free kick for a late challenge on Freddie Reed, and that will relieve a little bit of pressure there.
Yeah, Ibrahim's gone down again. I think it was him that made the challenge, but just going back to that original ball into the box from Jake Adams, really good defending there from the captain, Neil Martin. I think he's had a bit of experience in the Football League, was on Exeter City's books. Really good. Got across well to just nick the ball away from the onrushing Brett Williams.
So,
sorry about that.
That's all right. No, a little bit of height there with Jack Hoey now on the pitch. A little bit more height, shall I say. Olamiwa plays the ball high into the air, looking for Williams. Williams wins the header, but I think it's come off a defender. And it will be a corner ball. Yeah, it bounces off Dunstan. Josiah Dunstan remonstrating with the referee there, but walks away now, and it will be a corner ball as the sun comes out and it's blazing down on Poulton now.
I'm just really, really hoping for a good delivery here from Freddie Reed. Because
stop jinxing it, Ollie.
Well, okay, I'm hoping Freddie Reed does it. Just
an
hits
awful
the first
delivery,
man.
Yeah. So, Freddie Reed out to the left-hand side as we look at it. plays the ball into the box. It's a good delivery, and it comes off the head of Flukes, but it's just gone out to Ibrahim on the far side, who's running forward now, met by Williams, but his ball forward only finds Medway, but heavy touch there by Harry Medway. Ibrahim doesn't get it, though. Medway looks for the ball round the corner, gets it back. It's just...
Rob Flukes still up there.
Yeah, he's still up there. He had a little slip, but he's back on his feet now. Adams, step over after step over. Can he get the ball into the box? Commits the man, and there's nobody there. But Adams wins the ball back to the shouts of Benjamin Reese. He knows where he is. This is Reed, plays the ball into the box, but it's cleared away. Medway lifts the ball over, looking for a player on the left-hand side who wasn't there, and it will be a throw to Poulton.
Yeah, that was really, really good from Jake Adams on the right-hand side. Just didn't know which jinking and jiving, left and right, step overs, body feints in and out. And then actually put the defender onto his backside before then clipping the ball with his weaker right foot. But again, well defended. But it just seems like the momentum has shifted over the last 2 minutes, which is a good time, seeing as there's only 4 minutes left.
Ibrahim is going to be making way. He heads off the pitch and he's replaced by just having a little look. I didn't see the number, did you? Not sure who that is who's replaced him. Number 12, and it will be Eglin. That's the same change that they made against Scholing.
He actually came on when we played in the game of the Snows. Leo Eglin came on quite late on. Quite a local lad to me, actually. He was at a school just a couple miles down the road.
Oh, nice. So it will be a throw by Regay, looking for Williams. Williams wins the header, but I don't think Reed's going to get to it. He doesn't. It bounces off Leighton Thomas's toe. And the header won by Bourne. Little bit of interplay between him and Jake Adams. Jake Adams now driving forward. A bit of pace. Yes. Burning his pace. Can he shoot? He does, but two players there to block it. Both Martin and Dempsey. And it's a really high-paced game, even in these late stages. 3 minutes remaining in of normal time. Can they clear it away? They can. All the way through to Flukes. Now Flukes just launches it long. Adams underneath it, as is Felix. Hoey goes for it, but the acrobatic clearance there by Felix. Reed, who's been brilliant as well today, finds Medway and it comes off the referee. And I think that will be given as a drop ball to AFC Tottenham.
Yeah, just got in. I'm not really sure why he's standing there, to be honest. In between, it's like the second line of defence.
I'm also not sure what's going on your screen, because that looks like a typo.
Yes, at Stamford Bridge, I reported that Brentford were 2-1 up. They've gone 3 and 4-1 up.
So Chelsea 1, Brentford 4 is a later score. as Benjamin Rees, the Chelsea fan, tells us he hates football.
I love it.
Yeah. So there we go. A few shocking results there, potentially. Reed plays the ball into the box. Medway's there. He can place it across. Oh, and it's cleared off the line. Kasimu was there and the player on the line, I'm not sure who it was. It bounced off him. His shot bounced off him. But what a chance for AFC Tottenham in these late stages. Tuodolu on the far side. Driving forwards, met by Bourne. Can Bourne make the clearance? He can, and it's come back off the Poulton player, and it will be a goal kick for Lewis Noyce.
Excellent again from Callum Bourne. But how on earth are we not 1-0 up?
It was a great ball across the box from Harry Medway.
I think it was Kasimi that miscued it. I wasn't sure if it was cleared off the line. I think it kind of spun off the outside of his boot, which meant the ball went out of danger.
I'm sure we will see that again. Adams' ball forward finds Hoey, and it's cleared out of harm's way by Felix, and it will be a throw-in. AFC Tottenham with an opportunity here to get the ball into the box. But we have 1 minute of normal time remaining. Played short to Reed. He's unopposed there. Finds Adams. Adams cuts inside. Can he get a shot away? He can, but it's high, wide, and not at all handsome.
And I've got some pretty bad news coming around the grounds. Plymouth Parkway won a penalty. And William Palfrey, who I think has scored quite a few penalties in recent weeks, has put the home side 2-1 up. The promotion challengers 2-1 up. And I believe that's the only goal to report on in the Southern League Division 1 South.
Yep. It looks like Plymouth Parkway are going to continue their winning run. It has been quite some run since they had many games postponed over the winter period. So
Mangersfield almost also pulled one back against Cirencester. So it's 4-1 there, but time's running out for them.
It is, yeah. So it's goal kick now for Sainsbury. The sun very much in his eyes. The low spring sun there, won by Medway. Kasimu competing but can't win that ball. Cleared long by Byrne. Thomas with the header on, but Butcher can't get it there, and it's cleared away by Addy.
Just being informed by Ben Rocky Adams to my left that I think Andrew Hanley is just, I'm not sure if it is Andrew Hanley, but 4 minutes is due to be indicated.
4 minutes of additional time. As far as I can tell, that's the end. We've played normal time. So I'm not sure if the board has gone up yet or not. It has gone up. Yeah. So we have 4 minutes remaining here. Will Harvey plays the ball into the feet of Byrne. Gives it back to Harvey. Harvey lifts the ball into the box. Flukes heads it away. Finds Hoey. Hoey to Williams. Williams launches it long. Byrne wins the header, and it somehow found the feet of a player for Poulton. But Totten win it back. Regay with the ball round the corner. Medway tries to win that ball. Shouts for a handball, but nothing given. Harvey trying to beat Regay for pace, and he's never going to do that. And a goal kick is given from the Flukes clearance there.
Yeah, just really, again, frustrating. We had a really good passage of play, just knocking the ball around quite nicely around our edge of our own box. But then Brett Williams just chooses to thump the ball up the pitch, which I don't think was the right decision.
Yeah, had a bit of pressure, I think, there. But Williams tries to win that header, but Dunstan does so. And the ball round the corner by Harvey comes off again, and it will be a throw into Poulton.
And Plymouth Parkway have now gone 3-1 up.
Jack Craigo with the goal there.
Swimmington. So the efforts of Amadeus Skriniars, we don't know, but perhaps he wasn't time-wasting. Perhaps it was just for a foul, but yeah, they are 3-1 up, and that looks like all 3 points will stay in Cornwall. Cornwall or Devon?
Devon.
Devon.
Kasimu chasing that ball. Late challenge there on Kasimu. And the referee has his whistle in his mouth, but I think he's only stopped it for an injury. I don't think it was a head injury. I think they both went in foot to foot, but we shall see. Olamiwa has been sent forward. Looks like he's going to go and play as a makeshift attacker now. Kasimu is holding his knee and looks in a little bit of pain. Just waiting to see whether Andrew Hanley is going to come on. No, Addy Olamiwa gives him the thumbs up, and it will be just a stoppage in play. So we've still got 2 minutes of additional time remaining. So we're just waiting now to see what's going to happen here. I think we've still got a little bit of time here, but this is going to slow it down, and there's going to be a substitution for the home side as well.
Yeah, just I'm unsure whether Portsmouth Rovers will be happy with the 1 point here, or if they're going to go for all three. I'm not too sure.
So it will be, we'll be ready to get back underway very shortly. Just waiting here. There's a little bit of communication here going on between Olamiwa and Leighton Thomas. Just waiting to see what this is about. Kasimu, apparently, Kasimu, because he went down injured, he has to go off, which is not the case. He didn't receive any treatment. So it is Harvey that heads off. Harvey, very strange decision that, but we shall see. A strange decision there. So it will be a ball to be played by Lewis Noyce here. Just a bit of a strange stoppage here. I think we've lost about 2 minutes of time there. Kasimu is now allowed back on, which is a very strange decision considering he didn't need to go off in the first place. Headed high there by Martin. Cleared away by Butcher. Flukes wins it on the chest. Now looking for the long ball over the top for Adams. Adams gets there. Can he keep the ball in play? I think he can. And it has now gone out of play despite the good skill. I will see if Ollie Howard can hear me. Can you hear me, Ollie?
Yep, all good. Just walking down the stairs.
So he's heading down pitch side to see if he can get a word with some players and maybe management staff. I'm not sure. So we will see. But we'll keep your mic live there, Ollie. Medway wins the ball. Freddie Reed there, looking for the ball over the top, finding and looking for Olamiwa, finds Medway. Oh, round the corner, looking for Hoey, but it's too far in front of Adams, and it's gone out for a goal kick. Ollie, are you pitch side?
Yeah, just got here now. Just saw the ball just had a little bit too much on for Jake Adams, who tends to be a bit more of a technical player than one that's blessed with pace, I think. But unlucky. What's got to be what? With the stoppage we just had, I reckon we've got about two more minutes.
I reckon we must have about two more minutes. Yeah, that would be what I would imagine, as we just see that Plymouth Parkway have taken a 4-1 lead. Michael Williams sealing the deal there for probably the favourites for the title now, Plymouth Parkway. Freddie Reed goes up for that header. Medway plays the long ball forward. Hoey's chasing it, but it's just into the hands of Sainsbury. Sainsbury distributes quickly out onto the left-hand side. Felix with the ball forward, I think. Leighton Thomas was offside, but it's through to the hands of Noyce anyway. Noyce rolls it out for Reed. Reed gives it to Medway, who's now dropped into centre-half with Olamiwa going forward. Olamiwa's underneath it, but Dunstan wins the header. Substitute there, Kai Williamson getting involved as well. Regay turns around the corner, now looking for Olamiwa, and it's not found him. But Regay does find Adams. Can Adams chase this ball down? He does. Can Adams get the ball into the box? He's on his own, met by three players. Finds Regay. Last chance saloon here, potentially, for Totten. And there is the full-time whistle here at the First for Paul's Stadium. We set it up as potentially plenty of goals, and it's just so happened that the commentator's curse means that the full-time score here is Poulton Rovers 0, AFC Totten 0. Only the second goalless draw of AFC Totten's season after the previous one against Barnstable at home at the Snows. Just seeing Ollie Howard making his way onto the pitch.
Yeah, I'm looking for Callum Bourne. I think he was my man of the match for today. Didn't really put a foot wrong. Not sure about what you think, Doug.
Yeah, I think that's correct. You might not be able to stray too far away from where we are, Ollie. See if Callum will come over. Not sure if I think Jimmy Balls walked past you. So I'm not sure if we're going to be able to catch Jimmy Ball, because it looks like he's going straight down the tunnel at the moment. He might be coming up here potentially. I'm not sure. We shall see. But it looks as though you will have to turn towards us just so the signal works. But it looks as though you've got the Stags Radio Man of the Match, Callum Bourne, with you.
Yeah, here, Callum Bourne, Stags Radio Man of the Match. Does it feel like 2 points dropped today?
A little bit. Listen, like it was always going to be a hard game coming here. But to be fair, in hindsight, like looking back, maybe we had enough chances to win the game and maybe didn't take them. But to be fair, they were quite lively attacking as well. Probably didn't have as many chances as us, but game's done now. So we just got to take it, and we still got a few more games to get as many points as we can.
Yeah, we had it as what we expected to be a loser. Goals was 4-2 in the reverse fixture. What do you think was the reason why just no teams really troubled the keepers, really? What do you think was the reason for that?
Yeah, to be fair, I don't know. Like, there's some good chances in the game, and yeah, I think maybe the forwards will have a look. But if you look at the rest of the season as well, like they've scored loads of goals to keep us in games and get us points. So we're all in it together. But yeah, another day we probably score three or four at least. But just one of those. Got to take the point and move on.
Cheers, Callum. Well played today.
So it is 2 points dropped for AFC Totten. They do collect a point from their travels here to Poulton in Somerset. Ollie, thank you very much for joining me here live on Stags Radio, sponsored by Agile Carpentry. Do make sure that you go and check out their website if you have any building requirements. They are great. And I tell you what, Kyle and the team are great guys as well. So, yeah, thank you very much for joining us on Stags Radio. Your full-time result here at the First for Paul's Stadium is AFC Totten 0. Poulton Rovers 0, AFC Totten 0.